The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, how's dinner coming?
You hungry?
Hungry. I'm famished. I just had a sandwich sent in for lunch today. It was terrible. I couldn't eat it.
Oh, I wish it weren't so far so you could come home and I could fix you a nice lunch.
It would be nice to come home just to see you.
Oh, I bet you don't give me a thought during the day.
No, yes, I do. Every now and then I think of you and I call home just to say I love you and the line's busy. Then I get mad at you.
How's that?
Hey, did you make an apple pie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's cute. Yeah, I'm glad I married a good cook.
And we're having roast pork, brown potatoes, and baked corn.
Oh, boy.
Call Betsy to the table, dear. I'll bring it right in.
Okay.
Tell her to wash her hands with
it. Betsy!
What's she doing?
What do you suppose she's doing?
We have got to put some limit on how much television she watches. Now, she gets all excited, then she sits there chewing her nails.
Is she doing that again?
Well, if it's exciting, and anyhow, unless you make her turn it off, she'll watch it 24 hours a day.
Betsy!
Here, carry the roast into the dining room, and I'll bring the corn.
Yeah, sure. You spoke too late.
Put some butter on your fingers,
dear. I'm all right. I just like to make a fuss.
Here, take the holder.
Yeah.
Betsy, wash your hands and come to the table.
How about a hot dish pad?
Yeah, well, just a second. Hold on. Let me go ahead of you.
No, go ahead.
There's one right here somewhere.
Hurry up, will you? This is
hot. Here it is.
Okay, all right.
Betsy? What?
Turn off the television and come to the table.
Wash your hands first.
And wash your hands first.
I'll start carving the roast here and I'll put the water on for
All right. Betsy!
What?
You know what? Now, come on. Yeah. Betsy!
Go in and turn the TV off here.
Oh. Didn't you hear us calling you?
Yes.
Well, turn that off and wash your hands and come to the table.
I want to eat here so I can watch it.
But you are not going to eat in here. You're going to come to the table.
I'll come on this cartoon, Joseph.
You will come to the table right now. Now turn it off. Turn it off.
No, Daddy, please. Oh, you. I never can do anything.
Now, look here. It seems to me you do quite a few things. In fact, I'd say you were a very lucky little girl.
Mary Lou's mommy lets her eat by the television.
I don't care what Mary Lou's mommy lets her do. You are to come to the table when you are called.
You're not nice to me.
I think I am very nice to you.
What is the matter? Why don't you two come to the table?
I want to eat in here.
Well, of course you can't eat in here. Now, come to the table.
Mary Lou's mommy lets her eat by the television.
You go upstairs and wash your hands and come to the table.
I'm not going
to
live with you anymore.
All right, you go and live somewhere else then.
You don't love me.
Yes, we love you very much, but you cannot eat dinner and watch television. You are to come to the table.
I'm going to pack my suitcase and go away.
Oh, for goodness sake, eat something.
I can't. You think she's really packing her suitcase?
Well, she might be. Just leave her alone.
Poor little thing.
I don't feel poor little thing at all. If she doesn't get her own way, she doesn't like you. And she's got to learn that she's not always going to have her own way.
She's not getting any dinner, though. She'll be hungry.
Oh, it's going to be dark before long. As soon as that happens, she'll be back.
Where do you think she'll go?
Oh, down to the Kendalls, probably. Don't worry about it.
Well, I do.
Where are you going?
I'm just going to go up and...
You will give in to her, dear, and that's exactly what she wants.
No, I won't. After all, you're supposed to show children you love them no matter what they do.
Yes, well, the trouble with that psychology is that they do anything they want to do, knowing we're supposed to still love them.
Well, look,
Sit down, please, dear. Sit down.
Now, look, I'm just going to run upstairs and see what she has in mind. I won't give in. Betsy. May Daddy come in? Oh, are you going away?
Yes.
Well, Mommy and Daddy will certainly miss you. Going to be gone long?
A million years.
Oh, Well, that's a pretty long time. You'll be grown up by that time, I guess. Won't you?
Yes. I'm going to have a baby and get married.
Oh, well, that's fine, dear. Maybe you'll bring your baby and your husband back to see Mommy and Daddy, huh?
Maybe.
Look, dear, if you're going to be gone a million years, don't you think you ought to pack something besides your... crayons and one bedroom slipper?
I take my pink dress, too.
Well, sure. You'll need something to dress up in. Will you need any money?
No, thank you.
All right. If you change your mind at any time, you just remember that Mommy and Daddy will be very glad to have you back. You know that, don't you? Huh? Betsy?
Can I watch television while I eat?
No, dear. When we have our meals, we sit at the table.
Then I'm not coming back. I'm going to do what I want to do.
All right. But when you get tired of doing what you want to do, you come back and we'll still be here. Of course, you've got to remember, we've sold this house, and by next fall, we'll have our new house built out in Edgewood Acres, and you'll have to find us out there.
I know.
Well, okay. I'll leave you to your packing. Well, you ready to go now?
Yes.
All right, I'll carry your suitcase down for you. Come on. Hey, girl. That you? Would you like a little dinner before you go?
Oh, thank you.
Oh. Oh, here, wait a minute. Let me help you with your coat.
Oh, are you leaving us, Betsy?
Yes.
How long do you plan to be going?
A million years.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you change your mind, decide to do what Mommy and Daddy want you to do, because we know it's best for you, then we'll be glad to see you back.
I can't get the door open.
Oh, well, here, let me help you. Well, there we are. Oh, yeah, don't forget your suitcase.
Could Mommy kiss you goodbye?
All right.
Yeah. Goodbye, darling. Remember, Mommy loves you.
Daddy does, too.
I'm going anyhow.
Oh, sure. We're not trying to keep you from doing what you want. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That poor kid. Only they break your heart, don't they?
Oh, they do, but if you don't put your foot down, dear, they can certainly get the upper hand. Now, come on, eat your dinner. She'll be back.
She's headed down toward the Kendall.
Well, that's where she's going. Elmer will be calling in a minute to say she's there, and I'll just let her spend the night there. In the morning, she'll be only too glad to get home.
Maybe we aren't too strict. Maybe we expect too much of her.
I don't think it's too much to expect a child to come to the table to eat.
No, I guess not.
Now, come on, I need an apple pie. Stop worrying. Any minute, Elmer will call to say she's down there.
Yeah, all right, okay.
You mean she didn't stop there, Eleanor? Well, I was so sure. I kept expecting you to phone.
You mean she's not there?
No, she isn't.
Oh.
Yes, all right. I'll start calling some other day.
Well, but keep this way, Cynthia.
Yes.
I mean, it's dark
yes,
out now.
Yes, Eleanor. All right. Thank you. She's not there. They haven't even seen her.
Well, look,
Don't get frantic. I'll start calling everybody we know.
I'll go out and see if I can find her.
Why don't you wait until
I'm going out and look for her.
If you do, would you please call me back right away? Well, she wanted to eat dinner in front of the television, and we said no. And, yes, well, call me back. Wait a minute, hold on. Did you find her?
No.
Hello. Yes, it is, but he hasn't found her. All right, Elsa. Goodbye.
We look all over the neighborhood. Fred's out looking, so is Harry and Jack. They're all, well, they've just been wonderful. Just put on their coats right away and went right out and...
Oh, you're frozen, aren't you? Yeah. You should have put on a hat and taken some gloves.
Yeah, that's what I came back for.
I don't understand it. Nobody has seen her. Nobody.
Honey, maybe we better check the house. Maybe she just sneaked back in, you know? I bet that's what she did.
No,
that little chicken.
No, dear, she did not. I thought of that. I checked the whole upstairs. I even went down to the basement. I looked in closets and cupboards.
Oh. Honey, let me look at that list, will you? Who's
right
called?
Right there. Oh,
now, darling, don't lose your head. We've got to keep calm.
Help. Maybe we are too strict with her.
Well, you said yourself it's not too much to ask of a child if she come to the table to eat.
I know, but Elmer apparently lets Mary Lou eat in front of the TV, and I guess nothing awful happens because
did you call her for it? Maybe she went down to Clarence.
Yes, I called there. Maybe I forgot to check it off with her. Now we sold the house and we're building a new one. That's probably upsetting her psychologically.
She's gone in somewhere. It's too cold for her to stay outside. So now where? Where would be the logical place?
And if the fact that we're having another baby, that's probably something else that's upsetting her psychologically.
Oh, we should stop worrying about all this psychological stuff.
Well, it's true. Maybe she feels we don't love her. Mm-hmm. Maybe she feels a certain rejection.
But Pete, because we are... a pioneer, straight across the country, moving every day, having one baby after another. I don't think the rest of the children were suffering psychologically.
Remember the first time she said, Daddy? Dada, she said.
Yeah.
Remember when she made your Valentine with lacy paper and hearts and glue all over it? Remember that? I love my daddy.
Yeah.
My mama. You've just been too mean to her.
Look, they've got
we
to
have.
Be taught some discipline now.
I don't care. I don't care how she acts or what she does. I'd just rather have her anyway than not at all. When I think of the fact she's not quite 7 years old, why, she's still just a baby, really. When you think, not even 7 years, and we expect so much of her.
Maybe you're right, maybe you're right.
Well, if we get her back, I'll never scold her again. Never, never. Oh, you don't think she's been run over?
Run over?
Should have called the hospital.
Run over?
Look them up, look up.
Now, wait a minute, will you?
Call your friend, the one that's the policeman. Joe, something.
All right, I'll call the police.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Who gets the last word? Well, it all depends on who's playing CBS Radio's fascinating game Tuesday evening with Dr. Bergen Evans. A regular panel member is the witty and erudite John Mason Brown. Other guests vary from week to week. Tomorrow, there'll be Russell Krauss, the well-known playwright, and the popular commentator, Mary Margaret McBride. These bright people take off from language, questions sent in by listeners, and cover all sorts of fascinating ground before one or another of them ultimately gives you the last word on a question. Get the last word tomorrow when it comes to you over most of these same stations. Oh, and speaking of questions sent in by listeners, queries on every subject under the sun find an answer each weekday evening when Walter Cronkite presides over a session called Answer, Please. Find out all sorts of new facts and get a lot of fun along with the information with both these entertaining and enlightening programs. Answer, Please, every weekday evening over most of these stations, and The Last Word on Tuesday.
There he is. There's Joe.
Has he got it?
Yes, he's carrying it. Oh, Joe, thanks.
Josh.
She's just so asleep.
Oh, put her down.
Put her on the couch.
Yeah. Oh,
darling little babe.
Yeah.
How did
I find it so quickly?
Well, as soon as you called, I had the bus terminal on the railroad station checked.
Yeah.
When they leave home, they usually head for Grandma's house.
Uh-huh.
I knew your mother lived in Plainview.
Oh, darling.
Pretty smart of her to figure that out. How do you suppose she got way downtown?
Why, ask her. She just took the Oak Street bus over down the corner.
She's gone down so many times with me that way that I never dreamt she could do it herself. Rena, don't this feel terrible?
Terrible? You should feel pretty good. That kid of yours got lots of courage, a lot of spirit, and good old-fashioned spunk. Boy, I wish my kids did. Boy, they won't go anywhere without Mama. They're older than Betsy.
Oh, was she crying when you found her, Joe?
No. She was on the verge, but not a tear. As a matter of fact, I think I was closer to tears than she was.
Oh, Joe.
Sullivan called me. Said there was a little girl sitting over there by herself, so I went right over. She knew me.
Oh,
yeah. She said she was going to take the bus and go see Grandma. I said there wasn't any bus running to Plainview tonight, so why didn't she, you know, change her plans and go tomorrow? I said I was driving out this way. Would she like a ride home?
Yeah. Well, what'd she think?
Well, listen, her eyes started blinking and her bottom lip quivered, and she said very politely, "Well, if it's no trouble, thank you very much."
Oh, bless her heart, my poor little girl.
No, don't wake her up.
Now, if you take my advice, now don't baby her.
Yeah.
She's learned her lesson. Believe me, she was mighty glad to be coming home.
Yes, darling, your home with Mommy and Daddy's right here, too.
I changed my mind.
Well, we're so glad you changed your mind, honey, because we'd missed you already. You go back to sleep, honey. We'll carry you up and undress. You go to sleep, darling.
Well, I guess I better be running along. I've got to take Officer Sullivan home, too. He's not feeling too well.
Oh, I'm sorry. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, your daughter insisted on giving us licorice lollipops, so we ate them on the way out here, and... Of course, it made her happy, but it made Sullivan a little sick.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Joe.
Think nothing of it. It's all in the line of duty.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Francie Myers as Betsy and Joe Silver as Joe, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Smith, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.